This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Woo! Welcome in, everybody. Bennett Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Friday to you. Let's get your head right. Like the last day of fun you're going to have for a while. In my opinion. Well, maybe an anxiety-free day today, if you're a baseball fan, certainly. Welcome in. Good to have you. We are like ducks on a pond. On the surface, everything looks calm, but beneath the water, our little feet are churning a mile a minute. It has been such a hectic week in the Ben and Woods world, the 97.3, the fan world. It's crazy, man. When the playoffs come to town, you got to be ready. You got to be fluid. You got to be ready to jump at a moment's notice. I did some rudimentary math yesterday, fellas, and I realized that after our live broadcast tomorrow at Ailsmith from 2:30 to 4:30, we will have talked on the air for 23 hours this week. 23 hours is almost a full day of RBS. A full day of seven. Just us. Bah, 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 bah. I don't know. It's too much. Like it's. I don't think it's too much. I'm not like, I can't do it. I'm like, do you guys still want this? Do you want a full day of Ben and Woods a week? 24 hours essentially of us just prattling on. And
can't we just do one show?
One 23-hour show?
One 4-hour show, and we'll just run it back six times.
Six times? I just hope that it's not overkill for us. I'm kind of I'm out of fresh perspectives, really, on talking about, you know, the game that ended a couple days ago and the games that are ahead. You know, you need the games to actually talk about something fresh, but we are going to have some fun today. That I do promise you. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Good. And Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. Don't you think that we should just bite the bullet and find one more hour?
One extra hour?
Just to say we did 24 hours of live local radio this week.
It's kind of like hitting 29 home runs.
Yeah, you just want to, you know.
Just get the nice round number. I hope you guys aren't over it. You know, I hope you're still enjoying what you're hearing every day. And
I think it's so rare. First of all, you know, playoffs come around just once every year.
Yeah.
And they don't, because they only come around once every time you make the playoffs.
Right.
If you're a Padres fan, didn't get any last year, got it a couple of years ago. I think, honestly, even if it gets a little repetitive, this is what we want this time.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much better than the alternative. Last year at this time, we were going like, yeah, watching all these other teams in the playoffs. Our team's done after a disappointing season. I would much rather have it this way than
Me
any
too.
Other way.
Me too, no question. And again, it's not for lack of desire to talk about it or be. I couldn't be more into it. Went to marriage counseling yesterday with my wife, and it was rad. And our counselor started off the session by looking at me, and she goes, "Go Padres." I go, "Oh, yeah." And she said, I'm not a big baseball fan, but I know. So tell me what's going on. So I kind of walked her through it, and I said, this is what you live for if you're us. You know, this is what you absolutely live for, to be able to cover a playoff team, one that, you know, a lot of people think can go a long way. And I said, I'm so ready for it, and I feel, like, super calm about it. My thing is just I don't want to saturate it. You know, and I think, you know, if it were up to, I don't know, certain people, 24 hours of a full day a week is not enough.
It would be extra sweet if we did 24 hours.
It would be extra sweet.
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
It would be extra sweet if we did like 18 hours a day. He couldn't get enough of this coverage, even though we're basically just repeating ourselves over and over. Yeah. Dodgers, we all know the history here. You know, so I don't know. There's plenty to talk about, I guess. There's a couple moves that were made yesterday that are of some interest to Padre fans out there. Had a really fun day on Twitter yesterday. My heart actually goes out to the L.A. public school system. I don't know what's going on there. You probably need funding because of some of the takes that I saw yesterday on the Twitter machine. I thought, again, I was living in a simulation. And we can talk about that, but I'm concerned about the L.A. public school system right now as we sit today. And I know you know what I'm talking about. The lack of logic or just basic understanding is staggering. The inability to read a date is staggering. And I couldn't believe what I saw yesterday. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised. But so we have that coming up. We have we have something coming up today that is pretty legendary. If you look at the rundown, Ben.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Jordan Schusterman at 8 o'clock.
Well, that's always pretty legendary. We always have one of those guys.
Yeah. The only thing that I don't recognize as I'm looking at this rundown is at 7:35, it says Ben and Woods Roundtable. Yeah. What's the Ben and Woods Roundtable? We did the 97.3 The Fan Roundtable yesterday.
We don't
have a roundtable. We just have the three of us.
Well, you guys know how much I love roundtables. I can't get enough of any roundtable.
It's true.
Knights of the Roundtable.
Calling me, telling me how much roundtable you would like.
Sometimes I call
in your life.
Ben and I say, can we just get let's just get one together. Just a few dudes sitting around a table and just.
Like, it makes you upset that the table that we're sitting at right now isn't perfectly round.
What shape would you call this, by the way?
Oblong.
The weirdest shaped table I have ever seen.
It is.
It looks like a football that was, deformed.
It actually looks a little bit like a wiener. These are the boys, and then that's the shaft that way. But
you
that's
got a weird looking wiener.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I don't know.
How is it not? Look. How about now? Does that make it any different for
Let's
you?
Let's see. Just looking at the table here.
At any rate, I don't want to digress too much.
I don't know. It's...
Yeah, kidney-shaped with a shaft at the end of it. So, doing a special version of the roundtable. Should we just wait to tell him?
Kind of like making him sweat a little bit.
Do you have any ideas on what this...
I'm a roundtable expert. So if you guys want to do a roundtable...
He's the host of a roundtable.
I can handle whatever you
throw at me. You're hosting this one, too.
Well, Paulie, we need him to host this. That's the problem, is if he doesn't know what's coming, he is a brilliant, and I will say this, he is a brilliant, brilliant host of any round table. So I kind of need him dialed in on what's going to happen. So, I mean, it'll give you about an hour and a half to prepare.
Well, that's fine. I mean, preparation's usually a good thing in this job.
All right, I said go for it.
Joining us at 7:35 this morning via Zoom, we are going to do the Ben and Woods Roundtable with me.
First ever, by the
first
way.
First ever. With me, Paulie, you. Who else, Paulie? Who else is joining us?
From Fox 5, Julian Delgadio.
Yeah!
From CBS, Jake Garagani. And from NBC, Darnay Tripp.
Look at us. Look at us.
San Diego's best television sportscasters.
The best dressed as well.
Oh, yeah.
And Julian, I can't wait. How do you feel right now?
I feel, excited. They're good guys.
They're great guys.
They're good guys. They
great
really
guys.
Are. It's fine. I will round table it up with those decent chaps.
Now, can I tell you?
Are they coming in? What are they doing? They're Zooming?
Zooming
here?
Yeah.
Okay. They've got to be as busy as I am. I'm surprised you were able to book them all. That was impressive.
It was
Paulie.
A tough get. But
Paulie worked his tail off on this yesterday. This is a Paulie idea, too. I couldn't have been happier. So are you, you're not intimidated. This is a chance. They're coming into your house. This is a chance for you to show these guys.
Assert your dominance.
Yeah,
this is
a chance to be the A1-fa. You can get in there with those guys, and you be the A1-fa, and they won't know what's hit them. So I can't wait for this. 7:35. We'll have fun. We'll talk Padres baseball, kind of get what their schedules are like. I know yours is getting potentially pretty hectic here. All of ours, it's just, you got to be fluid, man. You have to be ready to jump at an Adam Klug phone call. Anytime he calls you, oh boy, what now? What do we need? So it's we live for it. So I'm
the circus ringmaster.
Yeah, you're the ringmaster.
So that's what I do.
That's exactly
so we'll just
right.
We have a few rings, extra rings in our circus this morning.
No doubt, man. No doubt. So I'm very very excited about that. I got an email yesterday that was really sweet, and I'm happy that I responded because I don't know that I always would, and I don't. Something made me respond in the chat. We were talking about where all the people were listening from yesterday morning. The stream was buzzing on YouTube. And
Wales, Vienna.
Vienna, Wales. It was crazy. Charleston, South Carolina, Yuma, Arizona, like all over the country and all over the world. One jumped out at me in particular. Hey, guys, I'm listening from New Guinea, Papua New Guinea this morning. I go, what? He goes, could anybody potentially send me a rally towel? Now, you may remember back for the Ben and Woods Open, our boss Adam was distributing those around the county. When we needed them for our golf tournament, he had to go collect them back. I have the remainder at home. My wife has we like to call it the Padres Team Store North at our house. If you go into my garage, it looks like the Padres Team Store. There's more merch in there than you've ever seen. She has a hat making business now that she does. No business. She doesn't charge. She just makes hats. A little bit of a midlife crisis for her, but I'm happy for her hobby. She's way into it. They look great. But this merch store that she has built in our garage. So I told her, I go, I got this guy. Do we have any rally towels? She goes, hang on, let me go out there. Pulls out the shelves. And says, oh, yeah, I've got some left over. These are last year's, but it doesn't really matter. Just a rally towel.
She's a milliner. That's the official word for a hat maker.
No kidding.
Milliner.
So you got to get them this year's rally towel.
Well, so that's the thing. I don't have this year's rally towel. I have last year's. Now,
2 years ago.
2 years ago. There were none last year. So it. Do you think he's going to care?
No.
I don't think so either. Just a Padres rally towel. So, got the, he put it in the chat, how, can someone send me a rally towel? And you know me. I was like, all right, shoot me your email. So, I get an email from the guy. His name is Alan. He said, Woodsy, I'm the guy that asked for a towel in the chat. You don't know what it means to me that you immediately reached out. Grew up in San Diego. I'm a lifelong fan for 38 years, for better and for worse. And have unfortunately been deployed many times during multiple seasons over my 19 years in the Navy. You guys don't know how much you mean to me and to people like me. I listen to you guys almost daily. I feel like it keeps me connected to my city and my team. I'm out here using VPNs and paying way too much for internet just to follow our Padres, and every second has been worth it. You guys come on at 11 p.m. here. I change my whole schedule to make sure I get to listen. It's my happy place. It gets me through the long days. A sincere thank you to you, Ben, and Paulie for what you do. Your city, us fans around the world love you and appreciate you. Gives me his address. Thank you for your support. Thank you for what you do for San Diego. Alan Sweat, Chief Petty Officer, U.S. Navy. And I said, bro, I go, number one, he like sent me his Venmo to request. I go, we got it. We'll handle it. And my wife went out to the Team Store North, and she's pulling hats and Ben and Woods t-shirts that she has hoarded in there, stickers. So she's going to send him off a package this morning. I wrote him a nice note. And thank you, man, for what an effort to go through in Papua New Guinea to listen to this show, to support the Padres. And thank you, Alan, for your service. Thank you for your service to Ben and Woods. Chief Petty Officer, United States Navy.
First of all, that's incredible, and I echo those sentiments of the time you spend staying up listening to us and, of course, serving our country, being deployed for all those years. Alan, thank you so much. I often think of you as our Chief Petty Officer as well.
Yeah,
being as petty as you can be,
uh-huh.
You're definitely
what does that
the Chief
mean?
Petty Officer.
Because I hear that often,
yeah.
And I go, that doesn't sound like a good title.
It probably...
But I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
It's not petty in terms of, like, being vindictive and small-minded. That's not...
Wait, so you're calling me vindictive and small-minded? I would say I'm more the chief passive-aggressive officer.
Passive-aggressive, all right.
Yeah.
Chief sarcastic.
I'm the chief sarcastic officer,
maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I like, you know, I've got a PhD in passive aggressive. I have a PhD. I have a doctorate in sarcasm. It's how I like to have fun. I like to mix it up. It's fun. It's
He's
just
an
fun.
NCO. That's what that is.
What does that mean?
It's a non-commissioned officer. So you rise up through the ranks. You don't go to the academy.
Mm-hmm.
You actually get promoted from within. like a master sergeant, chief petty officer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
the working men and women of our armed forces.
I can't thank you enough for you being able to go do the things that we're not strong enough to do, to be honest with you. And so, yeah, we're going to send that out to him today. Just a really kind email from him. And I think about the effort, man, that he goes through just to listen to the show, listen and support the team all the way over there in Papua New Guinea. I did have to look up where Papua New Guinea was. I had no idea. It just made my day to get that, Alan. So you're going to have a care package on the way. Knowing my wife, she'll probably overnight it, which will be probably $1,500, I would imagine, to get it there pretty quickly. But you'll have it as soon as we can get it off today. Thank you for listening. Thank you guys for listening as well. Just thought that was a really cool moment.
All right, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, I heard something yesterday as I was driving home. Stephen Woods promoting something I'm very excited about. I was just very surprised to hear you talking about it on the radio. Have you been holding out on us a little bit?
A little bit. A little bit.
A new interest of yours, perhaps.
I had to record this with him, and I just sat there.
Paulie sat there
jaw
like this.
Just to the floor.
I nearly crashed my car when I heard
like,
this. Honestly. Like,
what?
What? I'm trying to think of a more unlikely pairing.
Okay. Okay. But you know what? I kind of like it. We'll let you know when we come back. Kelly's got traffic, and we're going to have a fun Friday, I think, today with Ben and Woods and Paul and everybody across the globe, including Alan in Papua New Guinea on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So it's October, and I know what October means for Stephen Woods over here. He has to cut pretty much all extraneous things out of his life.
Yeah.
It's all about the postseason, family, and work. There's really very little else you care about in October. Your priorities. Yeah. Now, like last night, Thursday night football. How much did you watch of the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Bucks? Really good game.
I heard it was a great game.
Yeah.
And I saw the final play, and that looked like it must have been really exciting to watch. The Falcons won.
They did.
On a walk-off, essentially.
Kirk Cousins over 500 yards, wins it in overtime.
I
wasn't expecting you to watch
no,
it.
No, there's I no you. Way I could.
I know you. Your priorities are, family.
Yep.
Work.
Yep.
Padres baseball.
Yep.
And, of course, the number one priority, Clippers basketball.
More than anything, almost.
So, I don't know if anyone's heard this yet.
I heard it once yesterday, and I go,
wait, did I miss something? I know that the San Diego Clippers are coming to Oceanside. They're going to be playing the G League. Here in San Diego, taking over North County starting this season soon. What I didn't realize was who their number one promoter in San Diego was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Paulie, do you have the spot here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got it.
Can you play the music behind it to give it a little? Can you play them at the same time or no?
If you give me a minute.
I'll give you a minute.
All right. You want to play them both at the same time. So anyway, I'm just driving and go, no one asked me about this, which is interesting because obviously I feel like I'm better known as someone who gets into basketball. Now, I'm a Lakers fan, so maybe that's why I wasn't asked.
Basketball Ben.
I'm Basketball Ben,
yes. But
I'm definitely been a Lakers fan.
Yeah.
I play basketball.
You play basketball. You're a big basketball
plays
guy.
Basketball every week.
You follow the league, not as much as Ben, but a lot.
I follow the league. Ben follows the Lakers.
Okay, I think that's...
Like, I don't have a team.
Oh, you don't have a team. Okay. So, yeah, you follow...
General basketball
knowledge.
Yes.
Right.
Fan of the sports.
Oh.
So, I heard this.
Hey, San Diego, it's Basketball Woodsy here. Get ready for an epic showdown at the all-new Front Wave Arena in Oceanside next Tuesday, October 8th. Witness the LA Clippers take on the Brooklyn Nets in a thrilling preseason game. Hometown heroes Kawhi Leonard and Norman Powell return to San Diego for one night only, 7,500 seats, luxury suites, exclusive lounges, and local craft food. Front Wave Arena is the place to be. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement up close as the Clippers gear up for an exciting season. Get your tickets now at frontwavearena.com.
So these are the actual LA Clippers coming for a preseason game against the Brooklyn Nets in San Diego, up in Oceanside at the brand new arena.
Well, correct.
Big Norman Powell.
And you're the man.
I covered Norman Powell in high school. I went to his high school basketball games.
We had him on the show.
He
won a championship with the Toronto Raptors.
He was really good on the air.
He was really good. Yeah.
Where were you when Kawhi was at San Diego State?
I was here.
Were you here for that? Okay.
Wasn't I? Yeah.
It was 2010.
Yeah, that was first year here.
Yeah. All right. So, and now you're the guy.
What's your question?
I was a little surprised.
As was I.
I kind of like it though. I mean, you've got kids. I think this is going to be fun.
Here's the thing. They reached out to me and asked me if I would do it. And I wrote back in the email, "Guys, I'm kind of known, especially on our show, but really on the whole station, as the guy that follows the NBA the least, by far." I would say
Craig, on the whole station.
Craig follows it. Ben, Paul, Annie may be into it. I'm not sure.
Tony is an immense NBA fan. Might even be a bigger basketball fan than a baseball fan, if we're being honest.
Right. He was a player. He loved basketball. Everybody that does something wants to do something else.
Ello's a big basketball and hockey guy.
Yep. And Braden, I think they all follow the league more than I do. And I wrote them and I said, "I'm probably the one that's least known." They said, "Yeah, you have two small kids though." And I go, "Yeah, do your kids like basketball?" I go, "No, my kids don't like basketball. They love basketball. They love it. We play basketball every single day in the street, every day." And they said, "That's why we want you to voice it." And I go, "All right." So then I thought to myself, well, I would love to take both kids to a basketball game. The only game they've ever seen live was Bo went to the Globetrotters and came home. It's like, that's how he fell in love. So I said, "All right."
They don't pants anyone at the Clippers.
No, there's no, you know, but it's like to see, you know, some of the best players in the world. And it's fairly close to home.
Yeah.
And they said, "That's why we want you to voice it."
Very cool.
And I said, All right, man. And so I am going to take the kids when that game goes down and try to get them into it a little bit. And I think it's kind of like what's happened to me with soccer. I really didn't like soccer at all. When Bo plays soccer on Saturdays, your boy is like Pep Guardiola. I am pacing. I'm like pacing the sidelines. I'm like, "Let's go. Push it up. Let's go. Come on, boys." I'm so into it. Why? Because he's into it. So when they asked me to do it, I said, "I'm going to sound like an idiot, you guys, because I'm known for not liking it." They said, "You got little kids. That's what we want. We want you guys to bring your kids up there." I go, "All right, let's do it."
Kurt in the chat goes, "I picture Woods just screaming,
defense, chop, chop,
defense, defense."
I do it for the Seals. You know, I do that into the mic for the Seals. But I'm excited about it. So they're, you know, we're going to get them up and let them see some real professionals play basketball.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your kids as well. And, yeah, we got basketball coming to town. So very, very cool.
And we got soccer coming to town. I mean, all these things are coming, and it's just like, holy cow. Yeah, Tim says Woodsy's the fan they're trying to reach. No allegiance. That's exactly right. That's the guy you want.
Just a reminder, we've got a Ben & Woods special show coming tomorrow to Alesmith in Miramar. The broadcast will be live from 2:30 to 4:30, getting you ready for the San Diego-LA playoff game. Alesmith, 394 Pale Ale, the official rally pint of the playoffs. You can watch all of the San Diego postseason action at the Alesmith Tasting Room in Miramar with game day specials on 394 and more. They've got a huge brand new TV. How many inches, Paulie, did you say? Like 74 or something?
Massive.
That you can watch in the tap room all the way through the playoffs. We've got some prizes as well, like a signed Yu Darvish jersey?
I've heard there's going to be some autographed merchandise.
Okay, autographed merchandise. We've heard some things about that as well. So please show up tomorrow. Cheer on your team. 2:30 to 4:30 pregame. Alesmith in Miramar. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. There was some news, as you hinted yesterday. The Dodgers doing what the Dodgers, I think, do. Already maybe overthinking the first game of the playoffs with what was announced yesterday by their president of baseball operations, Andrew Friedman. We'll get into our look ahead to tomorrow's game one of Padres-Dodgers when we come back with Ben & Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, we'll definitely get into game three of the wild card series last night. Mets and Brewers. We are down to four teams remaining in the National League. And
have you done have you guys checked out the recent playoff history for the Milwaukee Brewers? I mean, it is
tortured.
It's beyond tortured. You're almost, if you're a Brewers fan, you're like, I need a year off.
Was it the Twins that had?
Oh, the Yankees against the Twins.
The Twins just got bodied every game by the Yankees.
It was the Yankees Twins. It was like 12, 13 years in a row. You're like, oh, we hit the Yankees in the first round.
Yeah, like how many games in a row have they lost? Like,
John down the hall was born and raised a Twins fan, and he just is like, you get the draw, and you're like, well, I'm not watching. I can't do this anymore. And I think Brewers fans, they are going through it. You felt like they had that game in the bag, but
the last two.
They
had leads. They won the first game. They had a lead in the second game. Had a lead in the third game, and they let it get away, and their season is over. Over.
Buddy, and it just goes to show you, man, like, it goes to show you how quickly it can disappear. And they had every bit of momentum, back-to-back homers in the eighth, and they're on, you know, after a really hard-fought, well-pitched game, 0-0, and two back-to-back homers on back-to-back pitches. And
that place was electric.
Rocking.
Everyone was going crazy, and then they had their bullpen set up with Devin Williams, who is one of the nastiest relievers in baseball. But he gives up a couple of hits, and Pete Alonso's coming up. Now, this was probably, if he doesn't hit a home run, probably his last at-bat as a Met. He's going to be a free agent. Not a lot of, you know, talk that they're going to be able to find common ground to sign him to an extension. So he's going to hit free agency. So, they're down 3-2. They're down 2-0. This is it for him as a Met. And he comes through against the airbender, the signature changeup that Williams throws. Has not allowed a home run all season. Just kind of shortens up, goes the other way. And right up, he knew it was gone. I don't think anyone else did.
Yeah.
But hits that 3-run home run.
When he hit it, no, they didn't. The Mets won the first game.
Oh, that's right. The Mets won the first game. Brewers won the second game.
But when he hit that ball, I go, well, it sounds like he got it. But when they did like the pan to his face, the second he hit it, he goes, "F you!" And I'm like, bro, that thing scraped the top of the fence. Like, how did you know that was going to go, man? It was nuts. I just think that I love the three games. I think it's brilliant. I know that's the only one that went three, right? Yeah, that's the only one that went three games. It was high drama. It was excellent. My heart broke for Devin Williams, who I really, really enjoy. I hated seeing Jesse Winker happy. Jesse Winker is just rocketing to the top of most unlikable MLB players. I know how we feel about him in San Diego. But I was happy for our pal Italian Paul, big Mets guy. I know his heart must have exploded in that game, and as did most Met fans. But now, look, you look at what is to come. Let's be honest with ourselves as baseball fans that aren't partial to either team. Mets, Phillies, so much better than Brewers, Phillies. You know, Can we agree with that?
The Mets and Phillies have never met in the playoffs before.
This is going to be incredible. What an incredible series.
I mean, both, you know, Padres, Dodgers, Mets, Phillies.
You can't get any better.
The rivalries of teams that are only, you know, 100 miles apart on both sides of the country. It's pretty much maximum drama and theater for Major League Baseball in the division round.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, John Boy did a breakdown this morning of Devin Williams potentially tipping pitches last night, letting them know that, hey, you know, it's my glove's a little higher. Here comes a heater. Now, again, you're up there. You're looking for one or two pitches. I was laying with Bo watching that inning, and I said, so how do you – he's like, so how do you know? He goes, what do? And I go, you try to sit fastball – and adjust to the changeup. I said, but it's a 10 to 12 mile an hour difference. I said, you have to get lucky. You have to get lucky. Or in maybe this case, you got to know what's coming.
I didn't see the breakdown, but in terms of like, it wasn't like Tatis swinging out of his shoes on the first pitch hunting fastball. I think it was just Devin Williams falling behind 3-1. And, you know, Pete went the other way for that. That's not you're sitting on something and you're swinging out of your shoes, but. It was great at bat.
Well, Pete Alonso. If he had an inkling that changeup was coming on a 3-1 pitch, then
you waited on it.
He definitely waited on it.
Whether he had an inkling or he guessed right, he was waiting on it.
What a moment! What a moment, Met fans. I mean, you are down to the final inning, Brewers fans. You're feeling like we are moving on. It's Philly time. But yeah, man, I do tend to agree. Now we never know how these series are going to go. But Mets-Phillies certainly has a lot more cachet than Brewers Phillies, in my opinion. And it's going to be these two cities going at each other. Oh my God, it's very, very reminiscent of what's happening right now here in our fair burg.
Definitely heard a couple people go, as magical as this Padres season has been, and it is, the Mets also have a bit of that feel of
big time
team of destiny as well.
Inevitability.
They've
right?
had a lot of big moments. That, you know, obviously their slow start and having to come back to just make the playoffs on the doubleheader last day of the season, the way they made the playoffs with their comeback against the Braves. They're also feeling like this is a special season. Will they end up meeting in the NLCS? I'll say, if they do, it's the one team that the Padres would have home field advantage against in the NLCS,
yeah.
where they would have games 1 and 2.
It was literally my only
Petco
rooting
Park.
Interest.
So,
if the Padres can advance, I want the Mets to advance. Home field advantage.
Yeah. You would have that. You would have the first two and potentially the last two games at Petco Park of the NLCS if it was against the Mets. I still think the Phillies are much better set up for pitching. You know, they've had playoff success the last couple of years.
Yep.
I think the Phillies are a solid favorite in that series.
You know, you had a guy, I mean, it just goes to show you the weirdness and randomness of the playoffs. You had a guy, David Peterson, that had not pitched in relief in over a year. He's a starter for the Mets this year, a really good one. Has to come in and get the last three outs of the game, and it's just like, man, anything goes. It's the Wild West in October, so it's just they've had so many bits. The Mets, they had the Grimace bit, they had Hawk to a girl, they had the utility infielder singing OMG.
Now they have the OMG sign.
The OMG sign. Now you had Pete Alonso who bought a pumpkin in Wisconsin and said, this is the playoff pumpkin, and like that's their new bit. I'm like, God dang, dude. They're going to run out of bits. They may run out of pitching, too, at some point.
They should host a morning show.
They have better bits than we do. I wonder if they're going to do a round table today, because we are at 7:35. I'm excited about that.
Musical trivia, take on
wait,
Pete.
Wait
until they debut the Mets Rally Roach.
Yeah, Rally Roach. Who am I talking about? We got plenty of bits.
All right, kiss the Rally Roach. So the Phillies are well set up. They've been waiting all week. They know who's pitching. You'd think the Dodgers would do the same, but apparently they have a little more up-in-the-air nature of their starting rotation. We'll talk about that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So the Dodgers set their games 1 and 2 rotation a few days ago.
Yep.
Whether it was the Padres or the Braves, they had said Jack Flaherty is going in game one, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto would pitch in game two. And then all of a sudden yesterday, Dodgers president of baseball operations, Andrew Friedman, talking to reporters and said, by the way, we are switching things around. We're going to go with Yamamoto in game one and Flaherty in game two of the NLDS against the Padres. And his reasoning was that they wanted the flexibility to bring Yamamoto back in game five on Friday, next Friday, if the series goes the distance, with an extra day of rest. Japanese pitchers like Yamamoto are used to pitching once a week. That's what they do over in Japan. Try to get him more rest, you know, between starts, and thought it made more sense from a logistical standpoint.
Has he tried Saquon for rest
between
days,
starts?
Between starts?
Stacks of pancakes, yep, and wet burritos.
Work on his golf game.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Padres faced Yamamoto, I believe, twice.
Yep.
In Korea. Got him real good in the first inning.
Got him real good.
And then got a couple of home runs off of Manny and Ha-Sung Kim, I think, homered off him in a start at second time they faced him. And then haven't seen him. He was hurt for much of the season. And then came back and has pitched three or four times since coming off the injured list, usually about four innings per start. I'm not saying that it's the right or the wrong decision. I'm just surprised, Woods, that given all this time they've had, knowing that they were going to be the one seed, you know, for a good over a week now, that now it's 2 days before and they've just changed their mind on what they want to do with the starting pitching. Do you read anything in to this somewhat last-minute decision?
The petty side of me goes, all right, you guys are trying to get cute. But the practical side of me, did you not see a report yesterday that Jack Flaherty had made some mechanical tweaks and it's caused his velo to drop a little bit, so they just wanted to give it an extra day? And I also saw the rest thing so that they could bring him back. I don't really know what to believe other than, you know, they have guys at the top of their rotation that are rested, and they may just feel it's a better matchup. I was personally kind of bummed. I really wanted to see Darvish and Yamamoto go head-to-head. I thought that would have been cool for the game and the world to see. You know, but other than
we
that,
we thought that in Korea as well, and they didn't and make it happen either way.
They didn't make it happen there either. So I thought that, you know, that kind of bummed me out that we didn't get to see that. But honestly, I don't know. I don't know why they did it. They do stuff like this. So, you know, we've done Michael King, as Chris Ello said on the roundtable yesterday. Michael King surprised the hell out of him when Mike Shildt named him the game one starter. You know, he absolutely assumed that it was just going to be Cease, Musgrove, and Darvish.
So, ultimately, they could bring back either guy on next Friday if it goes Game 5.
Yeah.
They could bring back Yamamoto on an extra-day rest or Flaherty from Game 2 on 4 days rest. However, and I heard this point made on MLB Network Radio, if the Dodgers are down 2-1, or down, and it goes to Game 4 at Petco Park, and they've got like Landon Knack, and going, our season is on the line. Flaherty or Yamamoto for that game,
right,
at all. On short rest, you know, Flaherty would be 2 days and Yamamoto would be three, and he's not going to pitch coming off the IL on three. So they're basically going, hey, if our season's on the line, we're down to Landon Knack in a bullpen game on Game 4, which would be on Wednesday.
Hey, man, listen, I watched Jose Quintana absolutely carve up, you know, Jose Quintana, who did it to us this season as well, but the guy's, you know, been around the block, Benny, a time or two, and you just never know when it comes to October. I really don't take anybody lightly, including Landon Knack or Yamamoto or Flaherty or whatever. But again, yeah, people in the chat are saying that they also read what I saw, that Flaherty's velo is down a tick, and they're working on, you know, which I'll tell you, man, I can't even imagine.
I mean, that was the concern with Sale, and we saw how that went for the Braves. So, you know, any red flag at this time of year is reason for at least keeping your ears open, what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. And boy, I'll tell you, you could probably ask any pitcher that pitched in the big leagues this question. Hey, do you like doing mechanical tweaks couple of days before your biggest start of your, you know, career and your season? If you're out there thinking about mechanics on the mound, you're done for, man. You just are. Like, that's something that needs to be locked in and ready to go. And especially, hey, man, my velo's now down because I tweaked this, or what am I missing? And so now they're trying to fix that last minute. Yeah, I mean, you would think it bodes well for the Padres, but it doesn't really mean much until the game starts.
But that is a legitimate, you know, story to follow. I think this is a big load of nothing. Did you see Teoscar Hernandez's quote in the LA Times?
No,
yesterday.
I did not.
He was quoted by saying, me, I wanted San Diego just because of the adrenaline and the intensity, just the history of these two teams. I think this is the best scenario for us, and not only us, but the whole baseball world.
I couldn't agree more
with
Teoscar.
You know, the best scenario for us took that comment and went, oh, yeah, you're tempting fade. You think the Padres are a better matchup. I don't. I think that was a
refreshing answer.
Yeah, I thought that was a well-thought-out statement.
Well-crafted headline.
Yeah, it was a it has perspective.
You like a well-crafted headline. I think that's one of them.
He's just acknowledging what we all know. It's going to be
awesome.
An exciting, much anticipated series that, even though it's
kind of a well-crafted headline,
it's just the region. It's not regional, even though it's just way down in Southern California. If I'm in Maine, I'm still interested in Padres Dodgers.
No
and
question.
That's, you know, that's what Major League Baseball is hoping for in the playoffs.
We had a tier one yesterday listening from Vermont. So close to Maine, a long way away. You know he's going to be locked in on these games, and yeah, I thought it was. I think it's good. I haven't seen too much talk from either side that makes me go, ooh. You know, Manny and Tyler Wade both said, well, this is what everybody wanted, and that you know, you could read into that as well if you're a Dodger fan. Like, oh, you want us? And I think the answer is yeah, hell yeah. This is what everybody wants. This is going to be great.
This is the baseball community.
Everybody wants, man.
This is who we want.
Yeah,
they don't care. They just want to keep playing.
Want to keep playing. Yeah, I think it's going to be sick. I think it's going to be absolutely sick. And cannot wait to see what happens. And yeah, hopefully they get to Yamamoto early, because again, we talked yesterday on the roundtable, Benny, about the Dodgers bullpen. Everyone's loving on the Padres bullpen, and I look at what the Dodgers roll out there in the potentially 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Bro, it's nasty. It's nasty. Now you're going to get a lot of good looks at them. You're going to see those guys every day. So
the only thing that I feel like the Padres have the advantage, the back end, the Dodgers have dealt with some injuries, Gratterol It has been banged up here late. You know, if they really have to go deep, they're going to Honeywell. And you know, I feel like the Padres, if they go five deep, they're going to Maury Hone. You know, they're still going to a guy with a 2-something ERA who throws 98.
Well, but here's the deal. If they're deep, expect Blake Treinen, who is absolutely nasty. He's absolutely nasty. And Joe Kelly has pitched really well against us for some reason. Joe Kelly has thrown well against the Padres. Gratterall's pretty dirty. The kid
Vessi is really good.
He's had a great year.
Not great moments against the Padres, including in the playoffs a couple of years, but he tends to be good against other teams.
Yeah.
For the most part. So, yeah, they've got, I mean, Kopech and Treinen and Vessia.
Is Gratterall down?
We talked about this yesterday. He definitely went on the IL. I don't know when he's eligible to come back or what his current status is, but they've got a couple of more concerns in the bullpen, I think, than the Padres.
So they also, yesterday, they had Max Muncy taking grounders at first, but Freddie Freeman was taking swings, so you might see, I don't know what you do there.
DH
because
day?
No, Shohei Ohtani's your DH.
Oh, that's right.
You can't do anything else.
So good point.
I don't know. I don't know what they will do.
All right, we'll come back. There's one thing that I know that Woods is in the torture chamber about for this series that was announced yesterday. We'll do that. We'll play a little take on Woods as well. Coming up on 97.3 The Fan.